Hi, this is Darren Smith, and it's my joy to share with you as your radio pastor for the day. In Romans chapter 4, we get insight into how it is that anyone who has trusted in Jesus Christ as your Savior, how we can now stand before God as forgiven and actually be declared righteous in His sight. How? Because we are covered with the righteousness of Jesus, His perfect goodness, and the resurrection is a guarantee of this wonderful truth. Listen to what the Apostle Paul says as he has been speaking of Abraham and his faith. That is why his faith was counted to him as righteousness. But the words that was counted to him were not written for Abraham's sake alone, but for ours also. It will be counted to us who believe in him, who raised from the dead Jesus our Lord, who was delivered up for our trespasses and raised for our justification. The resurrection is a proof and a promise for us to take comfort in. That God the Father accepted Jesus' sacrifice on the cross so we can now have new life in Christ. We are counted or considered righteous in God's sight. Now, most of us should be thinking, well, hold on. That is wonderful that I am counted righteous in God's sight, and we know that Jesus' resurrection for the Christian is that proof that guarantees this, but a lot of times I don't act righteous. I don't feel righteous. I still sin. Is somehow this promise of new life real, or is it just wishful thinking? We can go to Romans chapter 6 to answer this, and praise God for this fact. We don't have to be enslaved to sin any longer. Romans 6, verse 4. We were buried, therefore, with him by immersion into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. We know that our old self was crucified with him in order that the body of sin might be brought to nothing, so that we would no longer be enslaved to sin. For one who has died has been set free from sin. Now, if we have died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. We know that Christ, being raised from the dead, will never die again. Death no longer has dominion over him. For the death he died to sin, once for all, but the life he lives to God. So you must consider yourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus. Jesus' resurrection is linked to our justification, that we are forgiven and declared righteous, but Jesus' resurrection also impacts our sanctification, our being set apart for God. We can actually live righteously because God has given us his Spirit and new life. We don't have to be controlled by sin anymore. We can live and walk in the new life God has so graciously given. Life in the Spirit is by definition spiritual life. Hear Paul's words in Romans 8, verse 1. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. That's our justification. But then hear verse 9. You are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If in fact the Spirit of God dwells in you, anyone who does not have the Spirit of Christ does not belong to him. But if Christ is in you, although the body is dead because of sin, the Spirit is life because of righteousness. If the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who dwells in you. So every time you think of the empty tomb, and think on it often, be refreshed, be comforted. Jesus' resurrection is the promise and reality that we too can have new life in Christ, one that is free from sin's penalty, from sin's power, and one day from sin's presence, all together when we are with the Lord in heaven. There's a powerful line in the hymn, In Christ Alone. Speaking of the resurrected Lord Jesus, it says, "And as he stands in victory, sin's curse has lost its grip on me." How true and how amazing that is for us in Christ. It is my hope that you have put your trust in Jesus' life, death, and resurrection. Simply cry out to him in prayer for his mercy that he would save you, and you would walk in the new life in his Spirit that he so graciously gives. Jesus bore the penalty of sin on the cross for you. He frees you from sin's power, and one day when we are with him and glorified as he is, we will be fully free of its presence in our lives. The empty tomb gives us a promise of all of these realities. There's only one who is worthy of all of our dependence and devotion, the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise him for his glorious grace. This has been Darren Smith. May you know ever more deeply the rich love and grace of the Lord Jesus.